Yes, I don't know what I talk to. Why? Who taught? Listen to me. Surah Al-Fatiha. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. What did I just say? Okay, all praise is due to Allah, Rabbil Alameen. Lord, the singer of all the world. Who the heck is talking? If this is supposed to be a direct revelation from Allah, why is it talking in the third person? Why is not all praise due to me? Don't say that's not in the Quran, because this one Allah says, in the law, so I am Allah, having a father beside me. Well, he does speak to me every now and then, you know. And he does speak in a first person singular every now and then. I know Allah knows God better than me. But now you get praise to Allah, Lord of all the world, the beneficent, the merciful, master of the day of judgment. Now a person turns, and don't tell me, Muslims, that this is Gabriel talking to Muhammad, because it's not. Really? You alone. What? Gabriel talking to Muhammad, or Gabriel talking to Allah? So Gabriel came down to earth to meet the Prophet Muhammad in his cave. And he's going to be talking to Muhammad, for what the message Allah has for Muhammad, why he said, it's you alone we worship, and you alone we seek for help. Who do we say you need it? Huh? Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Who is coming? It's not Muhammad. It's supposed to be Gabriel. Gabriel saying, we need help. He ain't talking about humans, because he ain't a human upon you. He's a malaika. He's an angel. Then he said, Adina Sarabu Al-Qadim. God and Dinah, Nahlu, Ahna, Hina, God of Sarabu Al-Qadim. What are you talking? It's the same time I have to make this last lesson. Who the fuck? Who the heck is talking? Nobody's reading. Nobody's paying attention. I'm not the most literate person in the world, but damn, I can see it. What's wrong with that? He made reference to the Lord. He made reference to Elijah Muhammad in the same verse. And then who's talking? Well, I'm Gabriel, it ain't Muhammad talking, and now you got a new group. The Battle of Rome who's going to find your favor. And not a girl who's going to find your lap, nor a girl who's going to say what they think different people. We got six different groups in this world that are going to fall. I mean, I don't think it's good, right there, I don't think. And it's definitely nowadays to be translated English for cut crap. Otherwise, 99% of the Muslim world would have to stop being Muslim, because only 10% of the whole of Islam world speak Arabic. They don't speak Arabic in Turkey. They don't speak Arabic in Iran, they speak Persian. They don't speak it in Pakistan, they speak Persian. They don't speak it in the Philippines, they don't speak it in Malaysia. Most of the Muslims in Africa speak Hausa and Nigerian. Or they speak Swahili. But they don't speak Fusha Arabic. So the Muslim world as a whole does not understand Arabic, but they do not understand the Quran. Then they say, I don't understand Arabic. Who are the fellows of Arabic? Who is American? I ask them who. I don't know, where are these from America? Have you ever heard anybody talk to you in Arabic? Millions of people talk to me in Arabic, stupid. And when it came to the state of Brooklyn, you saw me at Hollywood, Nasir, were not giving me in Arabic. That's why he flipped. Because he could hide in English, but he couldn't hide the feelings in Arabic. And I said, what guy did it hurt me? I should go out there to stomp his face off. Don't know why I'm not letting him get out of here. Then he said, that's what they need. Because that's all they have to fall back on. I listened to a program on a radio in London, and the first thing the brother said to the people called him, but y'all don't understand Arabic. What they say, y'all? Y'all don't understand Arabic. Big deal. You don't understand English, nigga. Well, it's not the word, brother. What about ...1400 years ago. You understand? And then say to me from that book that Jesus was a Muslim. And I say to you, without that book, show me one verse in the New Testament where Jesus says, I am a Muslim. Show me one verse in the Old Testament where Moses, or Abraham, or Ishmael, or Isaac, or Lot, or any of them say, I am a Muslim. You can't show it to me. Now you can pick up the Quran, a 1400-year-old book, a book that was written after someone read someone else's book. I can look at the movie Star Wars, but I'm not reading a Star Wars. So I'm saying when the movie Star Wars is going out, and then I'm going to do a film of Star Wars and take the characters out of Star Wars and all the characters around and sweep up their names and say, no, it's not Hakana or Enoch, it's Idris. It's not Hakadan, it's El Shaddam. I mean, I could do that and switch it over when I wasn't there anything recorded in the Quran that is unique. There is nothing in there that is unique. Not even the title unique, Ikhlas. In the Hebrew word. The whole concept of Surah Al-Ikhlas. قُلْ قُلْ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُن لَّهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. It's right out of Deuteronomy chapter 6. Ya Shema Israel, Adonai Elohim, Adonai Ahad. The Hebrew. The same God of all the sentence. Back up, fool! Well, this is too late in the game to be listening to that. If you cannot produce the fact, get lost. Save the anger. Save the biting your lips and the cursing. Save the doctoring yourself. I know I'm doctoring your fool. I'm going to doctor your physical thing. I have a million coaches. On me everywhere on the daggone planet. They have coaches of me in Trinidad and Jamaica. And you don't think I know I'm about to be on physics. I'm trying to hide the fact that I'm a singer and the Quran is being sung every day. And you think that someone is stupid enough to believe that Sheikh Abdul Rasul is not singing? What are you talking about? Go to any Islamic country, there's music playing all day. Saudi Arabia's dancing all over. You're going to tell me, an African, not to dance?
Right.
Not to listen to music? Not to watch television, so I can't hear another one. So you want to come and alibize me? Back up, fool. What is that this alibizing about Bilal Phillips? I got to take up Bilal Phillips and start talking out of his own mouth after I put him to the test. They don't talk about that one of me. I put him to the test and said, okay, Mr. Bilal Phillips. You so advertised, I'm sorry to recognize you so much, nigga, that unless you write a book about your own brother, you ain't writing a book about your Saudi Arabians. I bet you didn't let you do that. And don't tell me that you saw all Saudi Arabians, but someone just blew up on your own brother. What am I going to try right now? the Hezbollah's in Saudi Arabia. But he'll write a book about me. You know what I'm saying? Get all up inside my business. I said, go over there and find out if you can marry one of their daughters. Go over there and find out if they're going to make hijrah. But the Muslims in America make hijrah to one of the richest Islamic countries in the world, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait. I said, go and see if they'll let you do it. A couple of months later, and I got the video. Sunni Muslims brought me the video. I got no case. He's standing there going, brothers and sisters, I wish I could tell you that we all would go to Saudi Arabia for hijrah, but they don't let us go. They were the book of available now. Within 4 years of covering this, or 11 years of covering these. He said, they won't let us go. I didn't care, but I didn't bother putting it up. I didn't feel the fun down, you know. They will not let us make it. Don't ask me why. I'll tell you why. I'm going to call Negro. But I don't want you niggas in that country. What about you to bad mouth me? Your brother, but they don't want you there, nigga. You can stop in there and go to school for a little while, or get those niggas stuff up and get all that camera for Jamaica, nigga. That's why I said, you ain't nothing nigga in them Saudi Arabians. Don't care nothing about you. Your brother's dingy. From friends of ours, a slave to them. And they're a slave master, boy. You know what he told them? Well, I did find a place where we can go. He said, let's go to Paris. You have to travel down the end of Mexico, walk all the way down to the end of the United States, flip over out of the island, through Florida, all the way back down to the tip of the island, nowhere. To a real good country called a very nice country, but it don't have no oil. It don't have no Muslim Muslim calling around at night. Ain't no masjid built there for you, but there's no brothers. And all of us are Islam and Muslims, all of us are brothers in Islam, Quran says. But I can't live in Saudi Arabia. We can't make our hijrah out of poverty of New York City under the oppression of the Zionists you talk about so bad. But you won't accept me to live in that country and get in my own neighborhood. You understand what I'm saying? You can go all the way over to fighting for Kuwait against Iraq, but you didn't come and fight for Somalia. You didn't help the Sudanese. I'm not talking about the northern Sudanese or my relatives who have other Sudanese slaves, which I saw with my own eyes. But I'm a Sudanese and slavery in Sudan right now. Today, while we're talking, Sudanese families have people from Nigeria in their houses washing their clothes, they're slaves. They won't tell you they're slaves, but they are slaves. They won't call them out from heaven. Another word means slave now. Stop lying. There are slaves to this very day in Sudan. White-skinned Arabs with dark-skinned Africans in slavery. In Mauritania, slavery. In Morocco, slavery. In Egypt, slavery. In Algeria, slavery. In Tunis, slavery. In Libya, slavery. And you know you saw it with your own eyes. In Saudi Arabia, slavery. To this day, blacks are held as slaves. In all the Islamic countries, there ain't no one slave master. They are slaves now. I lived in their countries. When I was in Mecca, and I went to Riyadh, I stopped there, I saw people coming out with swords and teeth, and why would you not even know your sword? You know before that black people come out of serving Jesus. Did you ever stop and say, why are only black people serving us? You know what I'm saying? You know, in Morocco, 99, I say 75% of Morocco is black. And they're being oppressed. Now let's look and raise our eyes up and look at the Islamic world and look at the Islamic world in every country and now look at their skin color. See how many of them are real war. You follow? Now I don't understand in Saudi Arabia where Saudi Arabians look like Saudi Arabian rulership. I'll give you that. You call yourself Asiatic. I'll give you that. But when we cross over into Africa, you understand? I gotta look at the assassination of Anwar Sadat, who looked like George Jefferson. and be replaced with something without a church. A right skinned man. You follow that? Libya. The Battle of Algiers. The invasion of Morocco. And all the black skinned wars throughout the Islamic world have been conquered. But first, they were conquered by religion. First, they converted them to Islam, and then they slowly but surely, ulama, learned men who were always light-skinned. And they started off by telling them, there's no racism in Islam, brother. When I listened to that program from London, the white guy, Abu Musa, did all the talking. He had all the opinions. And then when the brother said, well, you know, the guy was on the show, you know, why are you the wrong talking? He said, oh, I let one of them talk. Oh, I let one of them talk. One of them talk. He didn't know about raising his slaves. This is what Muhammad called black people calling you. But Muhammad didn't write the hadith. So find out who wrote the hadith, and you'll find out who called black for raising his slaves. You see that? I'll let them speak. Go to Manhattan. I'm in Manhattan. And you will find in Manhattan the Imam of the mosque is always, they couldn't wait to get checked out of State Street. And the moment they did, a hundred of my boots, some Pakistanians, wanted to take over. You follow that? That's the game they play. They'll wait to see, because the Honorable Muhammad raised a great nation. If you look at the tape in 1994 of Satan's Day, you see thousands of people, sisters dressed in white. Brothers are fired up with energy and love. They knew he was old. They wasn't sure about him, but he was far away. We know the real story. But the bottom line is the zeal, the energy, the black, and the power in that room there. You know what I mean? But on the podium, the white Arabs. Sitting there. I was born. And when we went with the Honorable Muhammad without the bishop, he said, who they put in office? And what is going to see Muhammad do? They all the black sheep, take all of them and deliver them into the hands of the Arabs. And now, where is the nation of Islam? Babylon cannot waver. The energy is gone. The power is gone. The blackness is gone. Even he had to be caught with what he said. Otherwise, his right Arab overseer, Gaddafi, won't give him that money. He has to be careful with his blackness, or he won't get that $1 billion. Son is still under the thumb of an Arab slave master. If you tell me Master Flaw Muhammad came from Arabia, and you're calling him master, and it was Arabians that put us in slaves, and they were our slave masters, the Master Flaw Muhammad is your master, and you're still a slave under a slave master. But you couldn't have knowledge of him while he's a dark-skinned man. Couldn't have knowledge of Shep, that was a dark-skinned man. Couldn't have knowledge of Marcus Garvey or Duke Ali. Now you have to wait and see that a living white man. And then you have the audacity to get mad at this little black man who gets mad for the fact that I'm tired of looking at white to high middle leaders. Dictated to me. Look at the man who founded the shrine of Black Madonna. You gotta look 3 times to see if he's black. I don't care, he might be a wonderful person. Beautiful. Wait. He's a mulatto. What person? Like these people you all can't serve us? We served you faithfully for years. Now, I can't give respect that we're coming with our intelligence now and balance it out. Yeah. Now people say, that's the leader? What about me? Who do you want to know out here expect to see a fire gone? Right there, goddamn. Yeah, I'm dark skinned and woman here. I'm the raisin head slave that you're supposed to hear and obey when I come. It's the same time that we ask the question. Tell me, why I can be Shabbat. Tell me where I can find it, record it, entitle it, or even don't quote Israel, because I closed all that. I told them just about this book, that was my book before that, I wasn't using it, it wasn't about any demons. I was about all the CLs at the time, all about Muhammad, and all about this, and I read about other books, and it's not in there. And God said, the only time you know just about it, where can I find it? So when I go before the council of the world to stand on the fact that I am from the Lord, but now I'm found out of the bag, I can refold my shoulder and my brother can give me a document, I'm going to come back and put it down there. Right here is recorded that I'm from the tribe of Shabbat. Read it. Where can I find it? Nowhere. Where can I find it? Can I find it?
Nowhere.
And I don't need it.
Right.
What is your nationality? Don't say Muslim. That's when the world science that was making a mistake. And then that Islamic thing in there. And they're naming themselves a religion. That's why you find a black Muslim. You say it's a Sunni Muslim. Well, what about the black race? Not about a black race thing. I'm a Muslim. What race are you? I'm a Muslim. I'm a whole race. I'm a Muslim. Muslim is not a race, fool. Muslim is a religion. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to tell them, listen, tell them who you are. Because if you're not something, then you're nothing. If you're not a nationality like everybody else on this so-called planet claims to, then you're a non-existent fool. What are you? Who are you? What is more? Listen, more is no different than the word you believe. And just the more is the Latin way of saying you. What else? And that's what the people who were writing the records in the country where I'm now in bondage, they didn't speak out of it. So they didn't write the word Nubian. They wrote that they spoke Latin. They spoke Greek. So they wrote in their language and told us I have produced documents to verify who I am. I guarantee saying Nubian Islamic Hebrew, Nubian Islamic Hebrew, and when I got to go and pull the records out, they ain't on there. More going there. So I got to be smart enough to drop your back. I got to be smart enough to drop you in the solid Hebrew and pick up all what's there so I can make my claim. And claim my right. Make my stand. The more it stands, the more it's right. All they got to do is get up from under that religious crap about Islam. Get away from that Berlin invasion. And go back before that. So if you tell me Jesus was a Moor, then I'll tell you to prove to me that Jesus was a Muslim. The battle that would be a Moor like Jesus, then it'd be more like Muhammad.